Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 270, 270. I pray for you that you are listening with your heart. But with the heart, the man believes. Because if you're just listening and it's, you are doing other things and, you know, just some twirl away the time to just listen and no, that's not the essence of this podcast. So we're personalizing Psalm 91. So let's go verse 11. For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Hey, they bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So this is how you say it, and that's how you say it every day. He has given his angels charge over me. He has given his angels charge over me. Oh, this is your story. He has given his angels charge. His angels, you are their charge. You are their charge. Thank God your husband is their charge. Your wife is their charge. Your children, they are the angels' charge. So we've been looking at Zachariah's encounter with the angel, and we said that why was he so doubtful? Because in Luke chapter 1, we look Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, we look at what Zachariah, how he responded to the words of the angels, and his response was so bad. So because they said, whereby shall I know the thing? How can I know that this is true? Then he began to tell him, he said, for I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And we said that, but Zachariah, there is another man who was just like you, and his womb was worse. He was 99 years, and God told him, I've made you a father. Not I will, but I've already made you. His wife was also very old, and he believed God. He believed God. So why? And Bible says in Romans 4, and that's where we are, Romans 4:20, that he staggered not at the promise of God, talking about Abraham, through unbelief. He staggered, no, he didn't waver, he didn't hesitate. Through unbelief is what makes you hesitate. Unbelief makes you, will God do it for me or will he not? I don't know. That's what unbelief will do to you. But what happened? But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Oh, strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. That is your story. Hey, you are strong in faith. And what are you going to do? When you are strong in faith, you give glory to God. You give glory to God. You give him the glory. You honor him. You lift him up. You are full of joy. You thank him. You say, Lord, I think it's not because you are seeing with your physical eyes what you're looking for. Perhaps what you are asking for, you have not even seen. And what you are seeing right now is the opposite. But faith is making you see the invisible. It's making you see what others cannot see. How you see? You are seeing in the word of God, not in a vision. No. That you and when I close my eyes, no, that's not it. You are seeing it in the word. In the word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word is God. Listen, if you want to hear what God is saying to you, read the word. The word will tell you, especially the New Testament. When I say New Testament, because Jesus was under the old covenant when he came. But I'm talking about the epistles, the letters written to the church of God. That's where you find all the things that God is saying about you. And then you can say, I know who I am. I know who I am the in Christ. I am the in Christ. I am the English. My story is different. My story, I have inside information. What is the inside information? He's giving his angels charge over me. I know that these are turbulent times, but listen, I know. Why do I know? Because I feel, because I've seen an angel. No, that's not it. Because the Bible says so. Oh, hallelujah. Because the Bible says so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the word of God. That is how to handle the word. This is how we live in the word. This is how we live in the word. This is the word life. This is what is supposed to be in our lives, that we live dependent on God's word. Because God has said it, He has said it. Why are you healed? Because the Bible says so. Because he said, and you begin to quote 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17. Begin to quote Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Then you quote Isaiah 53, verse 10, where he said, he was made sick. Jesus was made sick with my sicknesses. You see, this is the way to go about it. This is the way. This is the way to do it. And if you are going to depend on how you feel, because Zachariah was looking, he was looking back at all that has happened. He said, no, it's impossible. Even though he could see right there, an angel right before him. Zachariah did not just have the word of God. An angel appeared and spoke those words to him. And yet, he staggered through unbelief at the promise of God. He staggered through unbelief. Hallelujah. He's staggered. But I believe that God has done a mighty thing in your life today as you are hearing this, and you are going to be one who will pump up the word in your heart. You are blessed. Bye.